occurs for a playwright who has become successful is that sometimes producers seek out earlier plays to generate sales solely on a playwright's name. They can be embarrassments. Fortunately, this is not the case with Speech and Debate, a play by Stephen Karam being produced by Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield, Mass. The play was first produced in 2007 as the first offering by the Roundabout Underground in New York City. It's a space devoted to promising new writers. That promise has been rewarded. Earlier this year, his latest play, The Humans, won the Tony Award for Best Play of 2016 and was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize in Drama. Speech and Debate is more than a look at an early play of a potentially major playwright. It's good theater that is both entertaining and thoughtful. It deals with familiar subjects in a manner that makes them fresh and insightful. Three misfit high school kids bond in a debate club called Speech and Debate. One is Dawada, a flamboyant would-be actress with an obsession for the character Mary Warren in Arthur Miller's play The Crucible. Howie is an openly gay student, and the third, Solomon, is a nerdy, wannabe investigative reporter. Solomon is researching an expose for the high school newspaper on a male drama teacher who was soliciting students on a gay chat line. Howie is one of the young men approached by the teacher, but since Howie is 18, it's not an illegal act. Dawada becomes involved because the drama teacher feels she is without talent and refuses to cast her in school plays. If you have the feeling you've seen this before or know the outcome of the story, you're mistaken. The resolution is not a result of vigilante journalism, nor does it come from vengeful behavior. Resolution comes from examining the problem from all sides, weighing the choices, and making mature decisions. The play also has a lot of humor. There are times the musical skits resemble Saturday Night Live meets The Breakfast Club, but even silly moments serve a purpose as they develop character and inform the plot. And to be fair, the idea of three high school students stripping down to flesh-colored body stockings while dancing and performing the musical version of The Crucible is pretty funny. Thanks to a phenomenal performance by Betsy Hogg as Dawada and strong work by Austin Davidson and Ben Getz as her male buddies, Speech and Debate is 100 minutes of thoughtful fun. It continues at Barrington Stage Company through July 29th. For tickets and schedule information, call 413-236-8888 or go to BarringtonStageCo.org. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.